Trisha and Mayor Jeff Gregory from the city of E-Town. Thanks so much for coming in and hanging out.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
We want to congratulate Luke McCamish for winning the impossible question this morning. 40% of us do this every day, and you were convinced that it was going to be a hard question.
I knew for a fact nobody was going to get that, and we didn't even strike out. By the third pitch, they hit it.
Luke knew it. It was talk to ourselves, and I do that often. I'm a talker to myself.
Definitely.
Okay, so sign war. I'm just going to just go ahead and say it. We have come at the city twice now, and we still hear crickets.
Well, you know, I talked to Amy Inman about that, and she's our public affairs coordinator, and she says, we have multiple signs at the city. So the state fair's answered you all, and the city police department's answered you all, and I think maybe even the fire department.
Yeah.
So we include that in our circle, obviously, but since you've called me out now for the third time, we're going to have to come up with something.
I feel like, you know, one time you did say, well, we don't have a sign. I said, that is no excuse. Have you seen there are so many businesses that don't have signs in the community, and they have become so creative?
They have. And it's been fun to watch, especially on social media, and some of the quick retorts that I've seen from some of these people have been very impressive.
Yeah. Well, we did. We went after the college last week, and we were surprised that we hadn't seen anything from ECTC. So we went ahead and came at them, and we said, are you technically afraid of the sign war? Okay. So they, yesterday, they decided it was time to come back at us, and they said, grab your lunch, WQXE. We're taking you to school. We'll win your sign war by several degrees. Sign war is heating up, but our tuition is frozen, and we're signing off. May the workforce be with you.
See, that's pretty impressive. My friend, Dr. Justin Pate out there, obviously didn't think any of that.
And he's not here to defend himself. He'll be here on Monday, so maybe he'll defend himself at that point.
Okay,
if he can. So this morning, I changed the sign, and this one I feel bad about. I don't feel bad for what I put on the sign. I just feel bad that Becca's Place Gymnastics, they joined the sign war early, but we didn't see it. Some of them we've missed, and so people have had to like tell us about them. And thankfully, somebody sent us a message and said, have you seen Becca's Place Gymnastics? They're in this. And so they, on May 29th, they put a sign out, and it says, hey, Quixie, we're raising the bar. Our kids are flipping awesome. So love that. So we came back and said, Becca's Ariel waiting for a reply. Like, Ariel.
Quite creative.
Okay,
too.
Thanks. You know, and then Blue Rose Vine Grove has come into the party, and so Blue Rose, they said, most roses are red, but the best ones are blue. Hey, Quixie, Vine Grove wants to play too. So we said, Blue Rose, it's just one of Rose things.
Ah, that's very good.
I'll be here till 10. Hopefully, I'll come up with some better puns.